I think you might be muted.
The Hangout on Air is live. Nice to meet you. My apologies for the delay.
Gosh, no, that's okay.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thank you. very much, Stephen. It was quite interesting.
So, hey, you do this all in 1 hour a week? I can see why it doesn't take any time, because your clock hasn't moved a bit.
Yeah, it's 11:45.
It's 11:45. I thought it was still 9 o'clock.
Any more questions for either Saif or Stephen?
I just have, so there's a similar site to ResearchGate that's less popular called academia.edu, I think it's called. Is anybody on that? Is it something that you keep up to date, and does it cost you any time to keep it up to date? I was at a conference earlier this week with people from many different, backgrounds. And after they met me, I noticed that some people checked on me on LinkedIn. So I have to keep my LinkedIn stuff up to date. Some people checked on me on ResearchGate. And then I got a note from academia.edu that I had signed up for. So some of those people had checked on me on academic.edu, and I don't know if it's up to date. And so I don't know if I looked smart or not. The other ones I know I don't look smart. But it seems, are there more sites than that? That's what I was starting to worry is, how many sites do I have to keep up to date so that when I bump into somebody, they can look up what my background
is? Some of these sites just die a slow death or get gobbled up by other places. So it's... Because nobody mentioned Google Plus.
Stephen did.
Google Plus?
L O L what?
Oh,
in England, yeah, in UK it started.
Maybe something that we've learned today is that you need to refresh those tools, whichever tools you decide to use. Maybe you can start small to start with, but do refresh them regularly. And I think that's the most important point. I guess you checked my Twitter account. That's all behind me. But I don't have good research papers to put up there, you see. Well, thank you very much. Any more questions? This is very interesting for me anyways. We certainly considered doing it again a little later on, perhaps with a larger group. So any feedback that you can give me, I love to hear from you. Was this helpful? Is there anything else that that you would have preferred to see? Or do you prefer this kind of open, informal, open forum? So do let me know. And thank you to both of our experts who took the time to make this presentation. So thank you. Bye, Martin.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.